Yo, Gen Z, Riley Hart here, and let's talk about something super important. Creating a chill space at home that actually helps you recharge. We're not talking about those Pinterest perfect setups with fairy lights and plants, real talk, that can be kinda stressful if your life is anything like mine. I'm talking about building a sanctuary, a haven where you can decompress from the constant chaos of notifications, deadlines, and trying to figure out what avocado toast is supposed to be anyway. Ever felt like your home was more of a pressure cooker than a peaceful retreat? You know that feeling when you walk through the door after a long day and it just feels heavy? It's not about making everything spotless for Gen Z. Let's face it, sometimes clean is just moving the laundry pile to another room. But trust me, even small tweaks can make a huge difference in your mood. It's all about creating an environment that feels intentionally calming, like your personal escape from the matrix. Think of it as setting the stage for self-care because let's be real, you deserve a break. First things first. Ditch the clutter. Seriously, that pile of clothes on your floor is not making anyone look good. It's like visual noise, messing with your head even when you don't realize it. Imagine your home as a blank canvas. Start by clearing out anything that doesn't spark joy or serve a purpose. Donate old stuff, toss things you haven't used in months, and find a place for everything else. Next up, sensory overload. You know how much we love TikTok, but too many screens at once can be a recipe for burnout. Try setting boundaries like no phones in the bedroom after 9 p.m. And while we're at it, let's talk about those notifications buzzing nonstop. Imagine your phone like that annoying friend who won't stop texting during a movie. Mute unnecessary apps and give yourself permission to disconnect for a bit. Speaking of senses, think about what truly soothes you. Maybe it's the smell of lavender, the sound of rain, or the feeling of soft blankets. Incorporate those things into your space. Light a scented candle, play some calming music, or even just pile up your favorite pillows on the couch. And don't forget about plants. They're like tiny air purifiers and mood boosters. Plus, taking care of something can be surprisingly therapeutic. Now, picture this. You've decluttered, muted your phone, and filled your space with things that bring you peace. You light a candle, put on some chill music, and sink into your favorite spot. It's like stepping into a mini oasis, away from the chaos of the outside world. That, my friends, is the power of creating a peaceful home environment for self-care. But here's the real deal. It's not about perfection. It's about making small, intentional choices that add up over time. You don't have to overhaul your entire life overnight. Just focus on one thing at a time. Maybe start with decluttering your bedside table or set in a screen-free hour each night. And remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Taking care of yourself allows you to show up as your best self in all areas of life. So go ahead, create that peaceful haven, and treat yourself like the amazing human you are. Now go forth and conquer your day and maybe take a nap afterward. Don't forget to rate, review, and share this episode with your squad. Let's spread the self-care love. And hit me up on TikTok at Riley Hart Podcast if you have any tips or questions. We're in this together, fam.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.